Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving them a dress like a million bucks. Diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together.
You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. What a blessing this has been. Just an unforeseen blessing, man. You know, you never know. Can I tell you the truth? You know, when I first got into radio, a lot of my friends and associates, they started spreading the rumor that, you know, Steve done. He out. You know, he ain't on TV. He, you know, he ain't trying to do movies out here. He done fell off. He a DJ. And, yeah, I mean, you know, word get back because eventually somebody going to say, yeah, so-and-so said you wasn't doing good. You all right? You know, I've never felt like I wasn't all right. But that's other people. But what they didn't know and what I didn't really, really know, I was hoping. I felt comfortable about it. But what they did not know was God's plan for me. What they did not know that what God was going to do for me. What they didn't know was how God was going to show out for me. And so it's turned into this. I don't rub it in anybody's face. I don't say, hey, you see me now. But it just makes me understand a little bit more. It really ain't man, it's God. It's you and God. It's just you and God. So here's the deal today. I wanted to kind of go over something. People ask me all the time, they say, Steve, how do you do all the things you do in the course of a day? You do this, you do this, you do this, and you do this. Okay, are you ready? Here's the secret. Here's the secret. This is not fooling around or nothing. Here is the thing. I care about every minute of the day. I actually allocate every minute of the day. I have a plan. That I recognize the night before, the week before, the month before, the year before, the 2 year before. I got something I want to accomplish in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. I talk about it all the time. But when you break it down, like I always say, inch by inch, anything's a cinch. I got it broken down to what's going to happen tomorrow. And I've even got it broken down to what's going to happen every hour that I'm awake. And then I break that even down a little bit further. I care about every minute of the day. Okay, Steve, how can you care about every minute of the day? Okay, here's the deal. Some people have it locked in their mind that I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to work, and when I get off work, soon as I get off work, I'm going to go to happy hour, I'm going to stop by the bar, I'm going to go by the club, I'm going to go get a beer. I'm going to do one. I'm going to chill. Okay, now let me ask you something. If you are not where you want to be in life, why are you chilling all the time? Every day? Is that necessary? Is that going to get you where you want to be any faster, or does it move you any closer? And the answer is just flat out no. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say you have a trip that you're going to take. Let's say you're in New York and you want to go to California. I don't know exactly how many miles that is, 2,000-3,000 miles, something like that. I don't know how many days that actually take you, but I think 3 days, 4 tops of steady driving, you know, rest, you know, where you got to, but you can be there in 3 days if you drive. Why would you have a goal to go to New York from New York to L.A., realizing how many miles it is? Somebody done told you. Because, see, whatever you're trying to be, somebody done been that before you. Now, if somebody told you how many miles it was to there, and why would you get off on all the rest stops? Why would you get off to have ice cream every time you see the ice cream sign? Why would you get off at the food center every time you saw food center? Why would you get off for gas every time you saw the gas sign? You don't need gas every time you see the gas sign. You ain't got to have the ice cream sign just because they put it out there. And you ain't got to stop at the fast food restaurant just because it's at the next exit, 2 exits down, and the billboard is attractive to you. If you're going somewhere, why don't you go ahead and get there? See, too many times, man, people want to stop at the rest area, enjoy the sights, look at the scenery. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to enjoy life as you go along, but if you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? See, you cannot keep playing all the time and expect to see the results. You've got to get committed to what you want. Look, man, this life will be whatever you want to make it to be. You know, if you don't have nothing, you look around and you ain't got nothing. Hey, man, it really ain't nobody's fault now. But if you're not where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting all the time. You don't need to chill every day. Be about your business, man. Have a sense of urgency about yourself, your future, your legacy, your children, the people that's responsible, the people you're responsible for. You got to develop a sense of urgency here. You just cannot, I repeat, you cannot just lollygag your way through life and then look up, now you 40, 50, 60, and you ain't got nothing. And you're sitting up here going, wow, man. But look back at your life and all the years you toasted. I mean, you cooked some years doing nothing. Oh, man, how many times, man, have we done this to ourselves? Because I did it to me. I spent all of my 30s making up for my 20s. I spent 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I spent all 10 of them years making up for my 20s. Man, if I only knew then what I know now, how many times you done said that? If you're not where you trying to get to, why don't you go on and get there? Come on, man. Put your head down. Bow your head and grind. Now, people say, well, what about sleep? Okay. Let's quickly cover this right here. For people who care very deeply about sleep, you're not going to be successful. Sleep cannot mean more than being awake. When you sleep, man, well, what about your rest? Get your rest. I'm not saying you're not supposed to rest, but you ain't got to sleep 8 hours a day. You ain't got to sleep 10 hours a day. You ain't got to be in bed at 10 and up at 8. You ain't got to do that, man. Your body don't need 10 hours sleep. Your body really don't need 8 hours sleep. Quiet as it's kept. Let me tell you the truth. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? You ain't going to get there sleep. I don't care what people tell you. Look, man, you can talk to a bunch of non-successful people if you want to. They got a whole lot of rules for you that don't make no sense. You know, got to have a plan B. Who told you that? You know, certainly you got to have 8 to 10 hours sleep. Okay. Look at what they have. Now listen to them. If they have what you want to have, listen to them. If your boss is in the car that you want, follow your boss home one day. If he's in the car you've always dreamed of being in, if he pulls up at the house you've always dreamed of owning, then that's where you need to be. But guess what? He not going to hire you over him. He not going to let you have his job. So when you think that position available? But if that ain't the car you always dreamed of having, and that ain't the car, and that ain't the house you want to pull up in for the rest of your life, you got to move on, man. You got to get to where you're going. If you ain't where you want to be, why don't you go on and get there? Stop resting and chilling, man, and concentrate on grinding. Quit caring about sleep so much and just get yourself some rest and then get back up and get at it. That's how you get it, folks. If you got another way, please email me. SteveHarvey.com. The email bag is open. I'm always interested in hearing another way where I can slow it down. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
21 minutes after the hour. 21 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the greatest morning show on earth. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Ringling Brothers. You've heard of the seven wonders of the world. Now, recognize this. The Steve Harvey Morning Show, the greatest radio show on earth.
I'm
Shucky Ducky, quack, quack.
I love Shucky, man.
Yeah, Shucky was cool.
Shucky, my boy, man, my boy.
Yeah. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Steve, good morning to you.
What's going on? Good, good. Carla?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Shirley. Yeah. Jay Crew. What's happening?
What up?
Jay Money.
It would kill me not to tell the truth. Good morning. It would just kill me.
You're starting already, Jay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Junior's on his way in.
Yes.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's good.
Everything's fine. He's fine. He's a trooper.
He's a trooper. Ooh, he's strong.
He's young.
See, that didn't stop you, did it?
Uh-huh.
See?
Uh-huh.
The war of the sick people is only cracking. I'm telling Junior when you get here what you're saying.
Is he sick? Die.
He's sitting over there talking about the diabetic is strong today. Yeah, got my orange juice already.
The diabetic is strong today. He's here today.
Terrible.
Well, we got a lot to do today. 30-something funny. We're going to go down to the barbershop today. And see fellas at the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
They got plenty to talk about today.
Oh,
some
my
subjects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and at the barbershop, I won't be talking as Steve Harvey.
No.
Now, who
I'll
are
be
you?
Talking You're as the owner of the Cut Mold Barbershop.
What's his name again?
I think we changed his name.
Oh, maybe. I thought his name was Mo. Cut Mo.
Cut Mo. A cut.
Yeah, Mo. Yeah, he gonna have to be Mo. Because I forgot the name I gave
him. I don't know where I got Willie from. I thought it was Willie.
Yeah, Mo. Willie.
Cut Mo.
Okay.
Yeah, Cut Mo with Bob.
That makes sense.
We cut Mo hair than anybody
else. Anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So Junior be here for that. And then we got a lot going on, man. There's some stuff going on in the news. And I just wanted to say personally, thank you to New News. Thank you for fake news. Thank you for news that covers my news. Thank you. I thank you because no matter how much trouble it may appear to be in, somebody in more trouble than you.
Breaking
thank
news.
Thank you for news.
Yes.
Break it down.
Thank you for outbursting. Yes. Finals. Thank you for the truth. Rest your law. Man.
Wow. Yeah.
This past Friday, you were it.
I was the news.
Oh, you was it?
You were news.
You was it, hands down. You couldn't shake it.
Yeah, and we were too.
Can I tell you something? I was at Family
Feud,
right? Because I got to keep, I work Saturday, Friday, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady asked me, that said, I take questions from the audience. And the lady said, Steve, how do you maintain and keep going when there's so much negativity swirling around you? And I just said, hey, I'm covered and protected. I don't concern myself with it too much. I said, but I'm fine, actually. And it gave me a chance to talk about the memo. Now, we done covered it on the show. I'm actually fine. We'll be back 30-something funny.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. The barbershop is a little different today. Ain't nobody in the
barbershop except the owner of Cut Mo's, Big Mo, and his boy Earl. Earl coming there. Earl don't ever get a haircut.
What? Why is he
Earl
there
don't
then?
Get a haircut. Earl just come down there at the barbershop because he don't want to be home.
Oh.
So the anywhere conversation begins. We are in the barbershop. Welcome to Cut Mo.
Hey, now, what's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, everything going on. Welcome to Cut Mode, where we call it Cut Mode because we cut more hair than anybody else.
You absolutely have cut more hair than anybody. You've been here a long time, man. Long
time. You know something I sure am. You know, I'm more, you know, my daddy was more less, and my grandfather was more than that. And,
Okay.
Yeah. More than that, more less, and just more.
Right.
And your auntie Hattie Mo with whiskers, she used to cut hair down here too. She passed away. She was a hair cutter. I like her.
R.I.P.
So many things going on. You know, anyway, we working the Cut Mo. So what's going on, Earl?
Man, everything going on. I don't want to be home. That's why I'm here. You know, I ain't got no hair on my head at all. And I just come to him just to get away from my wife, you know, just to have some peace and quiet. This is the place you can come and sit down and watch other people get their heads cut. That's a joy to me to watch and to have the memories go in my mind about how back in the day I used to sit in that chair. And another thing about these chairs, Mo, I need to ask you a pleasant question. A serious pleasant question. Putting the question I need to ask you, Mo.
A what question?
A what?
Mo, I need putting the question.
Man, just go ahead.
I need to ask you a putting the question. First of all, that liquid you stick them combs in, what is that? I need to know what that liquid is.
The blue stuff?
That's blue. We just call that blue. You put that down there to disinfectant.
Well, what,
it disinfect
what is
a comb. So when I comb one head and touch another head, it had already been disinfected.
So you could comb a head, stick that in there, and then that clean all that out.
All that's out right there.
Whatever you stroke in the head and you put in that liquid.
That's all there is to it. What I done told you.
This is magical, huh?
See, the thing about you, conversations go way longer than they need to. I just told you what it was.
Okay, I just need to ask one more
question. This way, we only going to cover one subject down here at Cut Mo if you stay on the damn blue water.
I'm trying to ask one more question.
What?
Well, I got two more questions. I ain't never seen you put fresh liquid in there. That's the first thing.
Come on, Earl.
And
come on.
I've never seen fresh liquid.
Earl, you're still talking about the damn blue water. You ain't just because you changed the question don't mean change the subject.
Okay.
Now let's move on.
I got another question. Told about something else. You know, I don't have to come down here. Really, I don't.
Earl.
I can go someplace else and just sit
Earl, look, okay, everybody know you ain't got to come down here, but what you got to do is move the damn conversation along, because this bit ain't but 4 damn minutes. Okay. Now, that's what we're going to have to do.
This is my last question.
It's 8.
I love Earl.
This is another question. The question is, when is you gonna get some new chairs?
Listen to me, Earl. Listen to me. We been talking about this over and over and over. These chairs is classics. They're not going nowhere. Listen, my granddaddy Mo than that had them.
Yeah.
My father Mo less had them. Now I'm just Mo. I got these same chairs. You know, the people that have been in here and had their hair cut up in here. There been some greatness up in here.
Ooh.
We cut Martin Luther King hand here.
Martin Luther King
did come in here. He's right about that. Martin Luther King, my daddy cut Martin Luther King's
hair. Yeah, he right about that now. He tell the truth about that.
We cut Abernathy hair.
Yes.
We got my grandfather, more than that, cut Frederick Douglass' fro. Right in the same damn chair.
Barbershop back then.
And you had barbershop back then when you think black people got their hair cut, Shirley.
He ain't lying about that now. He ain't telling the
truth. Tell him, Earl.
I remember one time two of the disciples came up in here to get their heads cut.
That, listen to me. John the Baptist got his hair cut in here right before he got his head took off.
I hate
Now that's a haircut.
I hate Mo and Earl.
That's a haircut. That's a haircut. And then got your head cut? Come on, man.
And that's when haircuts was a nickel. I remember that. You was charging a nickel.
Thank you, Earl. You know, I'm so glad we got somebody here back all this stuff up. So now we in here. There's just been some great cuts that
some
come
great,
through here.
He's had some of the greatest cuts up in this barbershop.
I tell you another thing. I tell you, I cut Jackie hair. And that was a real treat. Jackie Jackson.
Oh.
Hell, that boy had the fro. He had a cold and fro in the Jackson family. The Jackson 5. I was hoping Michael would come through here, but then went and got that curl. And that killed him.
They killed it for you, Mom.
Yeah, because one thing we don't do up in here, we don't do curl. Come in here like a man, get yourself a haircut. When you press your hair like a little girl, we can't come in here. This is cut mold, not dye
not
mold.
Cold,
this
not
ain't
mold,
curl mold, perm mold. We don't do nothing. We cut. We cut up in here.
Oh, this barbershop.
Yeah, what else going on here?
Man, I tell you, man, the thing about that, like, but you keep all the old pictures up on the wall of the old entertainers. You got Ike Turner up on the wall. Yeah,
when take they him
with
down.
The show, with the show, and you know, there's people that love Ike. You don't take pictures down in Bob Shop.
Oh, no, you don't take Ike pictures.
You don't take Ike pictures down.
We hate
shop.
Him.
No, you don't take.
You
that down.
You gotta hate him. You hate him if you want to, but this way he got a haircut.
Yeah, he got a haircut back in the day.
Sammy Davis got his hair cut up in here till he started running with the Rat Pack and got his hair perm, thought it was white. Then we quit, you know. Sammy was always good.
Had to get rid of him. He was a mess. And the white people sitting outside waiting on him, and that was just problems right there.
All that went down. The show is good down here, cut mode.
I love it.
You know, just learning the history of the barbershop is good, too. You know, you're just finding out who all been in here.
Everybody been in here.
One great last one. We cut one woman's hair in here.
Oh, who?
Harriet Tubman.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, coming up, Miss Ann will be here.
Okay. What now? It's just every day.
We're going to discuss the situation with my girl. Wow. I love Monique, man.
Monique.
I'm trying to stay with you, but we got to. Well,
she's unapologetic, sounds like.
Well, I can't.
What, Steve? You can't what?
I
faded.
I love you. Girl, I'm trying to stay with you.
We love her, too.
What was that? What was that, Steve? What'd you say, man?
We need to apologize to somebody. We can't hold a company line on that right there. You just going to go
with it. Oprah,
though? Statement.
Tyler?
No, these real friends of mine. You know,
I think on TMZ
and Mo, my girl,
them.
Too. I love Monique, man. I try to ride or die with her all the way, but we got to make a positive. She ain't been on TV with her husband. I just saw that. I went, God, dog. We'll talk about that. But right now, it's a new segment called Am I Being Petty? So we just want to know, is a situation going on in your life? Mm-hmm. Are you being petty about it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jay, where you at with this?
Okay, I go to my friend's house. They got a nice big screen television. Huge.
Okay.
We're watching a movie. And sometimes when you watch a movie, you don't hear what the person says.
Yeah, right.
So you say, could you rewind that?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he says, rewind is $5 extra. So
what?
It costs. Yeah, it costs.
Oh, you mean with the cable company?
Yeah, the cable companies charge you extra for to rerun. Oh. So he says, I don't have that.
No wonder my bill
so,
is
well,
high.
I left because I just can't sit and watch television with somebody who don't have rewind. It's an insult. It just, no, seriously, it messes up my spirit. You know what I'm saying?
$5,
that's what I'm saying. All I'm asking is, am I being petty?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand. Who charging $5 to rewind?
The cable companies charge extra. If you have rewind, you can either watch
I didn't
the program.
Know that.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to pay.
No
extra.
Wonder my cable bill is so
high.
Yeah,
you have to pay.
Who I be rewinding?
Okay. So,
my girlfriend, you guys know her, Tracy threw a 50th birthday party for her husband Saturday night. So Nesto and I went. We got all dressed up and went. You know, of course, they have food and everything. Why is it everywhere we go, Nesto piles his plate when he goes, I mean, piles his plate to the ceiling.
More than he needs to.
Yes, just, it's embarrassing.
Does he eat all the food?
Yes!
Well, then.
And then he goes back for seconds.
I think he's hungry and he eats all the food.
So this time he asked me, could I go get dessert? I just got up and just went and got in the car. I was ready to go.
And you want
to
know if
you're being petty. Oh, was I being like petty?
Yes.
God, I'm got in the car.
I just left. I went and got in the car.
That's petty as hell.
That was embarrassing. Do you know? I mean, he had all kinds. They had, you know, like a Mexican food spread. They had tacos and
nice,
all kinds of.
Nice, nice.
I mean, it was really, really nice. But, I mean, he's got a. Come on now.
Being petty.
Really.
A little petty.
Really. I was in the car.
Yeah.
I was in the car, and it was going. I had started
Just a tad bit of
petty. I started the car up. Okay.
Being petty.
Okay.
I was being petty. I'm just saying.
All day.
Let me ask you a question.
Sorry.
Okay. Am I being petty?
Come on, Steve.
What?
The other day.
Probably, but come on.
The other day was Mother's Day.
Yes,
and the grandkids came over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was eating a pint of Häagen-Dazs butter pecan.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
And little Noah,
he
walks up and he see me.
Mm-hmm.
So he go, So I put a little bit in his mouth. Mm-hmm. His sister Rose must know the tone of So she heard it. She came around there. She now in front of me. Papa, ice cream? Because she could talk a little bit.
Aww,
so I give her
cute.
A little bit of ice cream. Morgan's daughter, Elle, she looking for Rose. She see the ice cream line, she get it. So now, I ain't got the whole pint to myself no more, which was my plan. Uh-huh. I'm now sharing this ice cream with three of my grandkids.
What the
and I didn't want to. So what I did was to stop them after about four bites each. Mm. You know, my pint's starting to get away from me. So I figured the best way to get them away from me is I took a big glob of it and stuck it in Noah's mouth, a big glob and put it in Elle's mouth, and a big glob and put it in Rose's mouth, and gave all of them brain freeze.
Yes.
And that threw their ass into something.
Of course it did.
So they were trying to work out that severe thing between their eye.
Woo.
And they just got on away from me, and I finished eating. I'm just trying to figure out, was I being petty?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes, you were.
Yes.
Yes, he was, Jay.
Yes. Yes, he was, Jay. With his grandbabies, he was being petty.
Can I ask you, your plan was to eat ice cream by yourself, right? That's what you wanted.
Yes.
That's all you wanted. No, you wanted
a pint.
A pint.
He was being petty. These are babies.
Okay.
Now they're over there using the fact that they're cute against me.
I love Papa ice cream.
Ice cream.
I love that. Yeah, you were being petty.
Okay, I got one,
Steve.
Y'all. Okay, so right. Steve, yes, you're being petty. Okay. Let me ask you, am I being petty? So you know how it is. You know, we got friends, you know, different levels of living lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm.
So my girl, she called me. She's been, her and her man, they've been budgeting, planning. They got a pool. They got a pool. I was so happy for them.
Okay.
And they was like, she didn't want me to see it till it was time. Everything was ready. So she's like, come on, girl. Let's sit outside on the deck, have a glass of wine, chop it up, catch up. Girl, I'm on my way. Got over there. Do y'all know? I walked outside. This girl got an above ground pool.
Oh yeah, no, you're not being petty at all. No, you're not being petty at all.
I was like,
oh, hell no.
What?
Oh, hell no.
She said you like it.
To the no, you're not.
Now I'm gonna tell you something about me, Carla. I'm not climbing over no wall to get in no water.
Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve.
That ain't what I'm doing. Call me
Jay
bougie
down,
if you
Steve.
Want to.
You got to get your leg over into the pool.
I'm not climbing no damn wall to get in no pool.
You feel me? You feel me?
Jay is down on that one.
I love it. You got to climb over. Everybody see your backside getting in the pool. Get in the pool. She was like, Shirley.
No,
she was like, what do you think?
Not being petty at all. See, what people with above ground pools need to do,
what?
That needs to be said on the phone.
Yes, thank you.
An above ground pool. Would you like to climb in? So you
right.
What? So she's looking at me. We got the wine glasses and the wine bottle. I said, let's just go inside. I don't want to sit outside with all these bugs and stuff. Yeah, I didn't know what to say. Okay, am I being petty?
Yes.
No, you're not being petty.
No, you're not. You're not being petty. I'm kidding.
You can see the manufacturer name on the pool.
Marco Polo. Get out of here.
Marco, hell no. That's what it is.
He said, I'm not climbing.
Come on, Steve. I knew he would see it my way.
I got to get my leg up over my shoulder.
I don't have a pool. And I don't have a pool zipper. In my house. I feel the same way.
Oh, my God.
But when I get one, it will be dug out of the ground.
In ground, Shirley. That's how we do it.
Yes.
I can sit up, but I done told myself trying to get over this damn wall.
Hurt my groin trying to get in the pool.
Sit up here. I done told myself in a place that don't heal.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about Monique. It's still in the news. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, whew, Steve, this Monique story seems to have grown legs, and she won't be issuing any apologies to Lee Daniels, to Oprah, or Tyler Perry, and she's not afraid of any further backlash she gets for simply saying what's true in her eyes. Monique and her husband, Sidney Hicks, told TMZ yesterday that they believe Oprah and Tyler participated in Lee Daniels' campaign to label her difficult to work with on sets. They all three had a stake in the movie Precious. She wanted to make it clear, even though she was doing a comedy stand-up special at the Apollo Theater over the weekend, that she was dead serious about these allegations. As she told the Apollo Theater, the Black Hollywood power trio, Oprah, Lee Daniels, and Tyler, they can suck her D if she had one. Monique insists she's standing on the truth, just like one of her heroes, Richard Pryor, would. Take a listen.
If you notice in comedy, one of the greats, his name was Richard Pryor. And the reason why we love Richard Pryor was because of what?
The truth.
The truth, baby. He told the truth. And there were people that said, oh, how can you say that? And is it coming from my heart? Everything I say comes from my heart. I'm unapologetic about it.
She started off by saying simply, people keep asking me about the black ball. And then she began to share the information regarding the black ball. Lee Daniels was a part of it, but Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, if you remember, they were a part of the production with the movie.
They stood by and they allowed the statements of her difficulty. What people don't know is in between the sets of Precious, Monique was sitting with Lee Daniels eating crab legs, watching in Video Village the takes of that day. That doesn't sound like you're having a difficult time with someone.
What I would say to you guys, what I would say to Oprah, Tyler, Lee, one thing about me and my husband, we're not no hiders, we're not no runners. And when a sister says to me, aren't you afraid of the blowback? What I would say to you as another woman, aren't you afraid to even ask the question, am I afraid of the blowback? Because you would say, am I getting blowback for simply being honest?
Well, there you have it, Monique, explaining her reasoning behind saying what she said to Oprah, Tyler, and Lee Daniels.
I love Mo, man. You know, the thing about friendship is, this is a tough one because as a friend, I'm your friend, you know, and I'm a friend of Mo's, you know, but I'm also a friend of Oprah's and Tyler. Mm-hmm. I don't know Lee Daniels. I never met him at all. I don't know anything about him except he does great work, you know. So But at this point, it's really, it's, you know, it's no way I could intervene here. I think it's out there. It's been said. It's been done. I think when her husband made a statement, or it's interesting that I heard that, when the statement obviously came from Lee Daniels, I think what he said in the statement was that Tyler and Oprah didn't say anything to counter that. I don't know if that's their job to say anything about what Lee Daniels said. I'm not. That's what I gathered from that. I don't know, man. This is not a good. This is not good on so many levels.
Well, we'll talk about it some more. Okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the lovely, the talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, let's go to the White House. A lot of stuff going on there. No surprise, first of all, that the White House is denying that the president tried to lean on the now-fired FBI director, James Comey, to stop his investigation into his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn's ties to Russia. That's because there was a memo from Comey, one of Comey's memos, rather, where it was discovered that apparently suggested that. The Trump administration says in a statement that while the president views Flynn as a decent man who served and protected the country, the president has never asked Mr. Comey or anyone else to end an investigation. However, the Republican chair of the House Government Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, has sent a letter to the FBI asking for all documents and recordings between Comey and President Trump, and he wants to see them by next Wednesday. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports that Israel was the source of that highly classified intelligence on ISIS that the Washington Post reported President Trump had shared with senior Russian officials in the Oval Office last week. The Times cites as its sources both current and former U.S. officials. Meanwhile, the president, who has the right to reveal classified material, says he thought last week's meeting was a great one. Accent on great.
We had a very, very successful meeting with the foreign minister of Russia. Our fight is against ISIS. As General McMaster said, I thought he said, and I know he feels, that we had actually a great meeting with the foreign minister. So we're going to have a lot of great success over the next coming years, and we want to get as many to help fight terrorism as possible.
Well, that's just great. White House staffers say that Trump's talks with Russian officials were totally appropriate. A number of lawmakers, though, still disturbed about the president's alleged casual spilling of confidential intel to the Russians, especially in light of his constant accusations against Hillary Clinton and her emails during the campaign with chants of lock her up, lock her up. Congressman Elijah Cummings, ranking Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, says the situation is disgraceful.
This is indefensible. And I would say to my Republican friends, stop circling the wagon around this president. Circle the wagon around the United States of America and put country first.
That was on MSNBC. The city of Philadelphia suing Wells Fargo for discrimination, with officials arguing that Wells Fargo's violated the Federal Fair Housing Act, persuading blacks and Latins to sign into mortgage deals that were risky and more expensive than those offered to whites. Associated Press reports more than 1,000 minorities were overcharged. And today is National Day Against Homophobia, National Cherry Cobbler Day, and National Employee Health and Fitness Day. So, let's get physical. I wanna get okay, physical. This is Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly at 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back, everybody. Miss Ann was here. Before Miss Ann came in, we were talking about the Monique situation.
Yeah,
the
earlier.
The statements that were made. And, you know, I just heard, what are you guys' thoughts on it?
Go ahead, Sharon.
I just think this was, and I'm with you, Steve. I love Monique. Of course, we love Tyler and Oprah, and we've never met Lee Daniels. But I just think it was, I just would never say something like that to people that I respected or about people that I respected. I mean, maybe Monique just got caught up in the moment and said they can, I mean, it was just too much for me. I could never say that.
Also, the tone that she said it. I mean, Steve, you know, being a comedian, being on stage, you can pretty much say anything you want to say.
Absolutely.
It's just how you say it.
How you
say
what
you mean. So it came off as her being mean. I mean, I can understand her being upset about the situation, but it came off as being mean. She didn't laugh about it at the end. You know, it wasn't delivered as a joke, or you know, it was delivered as, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to take it back. And that's kind of harsh to put out there. And for me, Kiss My Ass works. It's still good. You can still use that.
I'm going to say, yeah. I think she should apologize.
Kiss My Ass still works. It does.
It's still effective. Yeah. It's very effective. Yeah. And also, I think she's being petty. I think she's been very petty.
I think she should apologize for those words.
Just for those words.
But you know what? Yeah. I thought at first, like, look, I made a lot of statements on stage, man. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. Because that's our therapy. A lot of comedians take their personal life to the stage. Like when she was talking about the great Richard Pryor, he told the truth. But you have to listen. Pryor told the truth about himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he talked about himself. He set himself on fire. Mm-hmm. He messed up.
His
he got caught.
Yeah, his drug addiction.
You know, his drug addiction. He told the truth about himself.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold up. I'm sorry. You said himself. I'm just so happy. Go ahead.
Your grammar, Steve.
Yes, I'm so happy. Go ahead.
Oh, that was an accident.
Because you would normally say himself. You would normally
say that. Yeah, I feel strange.
You nailed it.
Shirley, you're being petty.
Oh, you didn't mean to say himself?
No, hell no.
Aw.
But now listen to this, though. Seriously.
No,
I thought at first it was just a comedic tirade, like Jay say. We done said some stuff, man. All of us that do this business. And I thought it was just a comedic tirade. But then, you know, say it to get a laugh, but you saying it as social commentary, that's a different thing. And like Jay say, you know, Kiss My A is still very, very effective.
Yes.
Once you go to SMD instead of KMA, it's a whole nother thing.
Yeah, it's a whole nother level.
And the truth you're telling is about some other people. I think that's where. I thought them being on TMZ, I thought they were going to, you know,
like clear it up
offer
and
some type of apology. Look, it got out of hand. But, you know, they stand it. They're going with it. So now you got to deal with the ramifications of it.
All right, coming up, J. Anthony Brown will murder another hit.
You know it.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all. It's time. J. Anthony Brown, what you got? We're going to murder a hit today. What we got?
We got one for you, Steve, and everybody. A lot of people have decided not to let the Kangos go, the Kango hats, which is cool.
Okay.
But they're still wearing them backwards, and that's just, that's not cool. So this is dedicated to those people who will not let the Kango go.
And what song we doing it on?
Oh, the song is to
Angel.
Angel. Anita Baker. My bad. By Angel.
Can I go with
Kangol?
It's amazing how I do it. You got to see how it fits all in there. Yeah.
Let's go.
The song goes out to George Wallace. My road dog, Van. Samuel L. Jackson. LL Cool J, Missy Elliott, and last but not least, LeBron James. You take me back to another place in time when I had a headline. Times will always change, but you keep me the same. My Kango. Oh, Kango. You're my Kango. Oh, Kango.
Whoa, Kango.
Styles like mine, people say out of date. I really need to dress, not so young, but more my age. They're all wrong, cause I look cool in my Kango. Oh, Kango. I can't let go. Nice. Greg's hat. And George, yours is way too small. Too small, dude. It's way too damn small. Come on, man. Nobody white is going to tell you this. Your hat is too small. Kang, no. Not Kango. Kang, no.
Oh, man.
You murdered it again. Slade, baby.
That's
my favorite.
That's up there, yeah, that one right there, man.
But Samuel L. though.
Yeah, he wants
Samuel L. Jackson,
George Wallace.
George Wallace.
And LL Cool J.
And George's cat is too small. They still wear them.
Oh,
backwards.
Oh, man. Can I get you fire, Jay? Ride in the car today?
That was fire. Yeah, that was very good. Yeah.
I will be at the J spot tomorrow night. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can actually sing a little bit. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say, Steve. He really, yeah.
He actually takes the time to be on pitch.
Yes.
Okay. Go.
Yeah. That was good, Jay. So you were saying about the J spot?
I'll be at the J spot Thursday night with Deuces Annie McKnight. His name. Thursday night live at the J spot.
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, 5581 West Manchester.
Look at Steve. He's feeling it, though.
Oh, man, I love that.
5581 West Manchester Avenue. He likes that one. Uh-huh.
That was good, Jay.
Take me back to another place in time.
Nobody white is going to tell you this.
Yeah, I thought that would be Steve's favorite line. Nobody white is going to tell you this.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, there.
Yeah.
Ralph Hawkins, thank you. Yeah. Help me put that
today
together.
Uh-huh.
My people.
Hey, man. On your other job, you couldn't talk about these hits that long.
No, we just played them and then we moved on.
All right, thank you, Jay. Coming up, we have a prank phone call for you from the nephew.
Say, man. No, we didn't talk about him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But next, Tommy got it for us. This is the prank phone call. The prank is entitled Make a Wish Ministry.
Baptist, this is Terrence. May I help you, please?
Brother Terrence?
Yeah.
How you doing? I got your number. You with the over the church? You with the Make a Wish Ministry?
Yes, I am. I may help you.
Well, listen, I'm terminally ill, brother Terrence, and I don't, you know, as far as what the doctors tell me, it could be 6 months or another year, but I know my time here is definitely limited, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but we're definitely here to help you out with whatever you need or whatever we can help you with. So what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I truly believe that sometimes people have, you know, I've seen one of them old movies they got where they got a bucket list or whatever they call it, you know, with people trying to do things before they leave here. I guess I'm just sitting around trying to figure out what I could do and what I wanted to do before I left this world and went on to what he has for me next. I don't believe in doing anything unless it's prayed on first.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, maybe you can, before I even tell you my wish, we pray that the wish will come true. You mind doing anything like that?
Oh, no, I don't mind praying. That's what we're here for. Bow your head with me.
Yes, sir.
Is your head bowed?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Father God, we come to you in the humblest way we know how.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask you to touch this young man in every which way he hurt. And then we ask you to deliver him for whatever is going on with him. And let him know that we, the church, is here to help him with whatever his needs is in his last days. In Jesus' name I pray. Say amen with me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's going to do it. He's
amen.
Gonna do it.
Amen.
Now, are you a member of the church here of New?
Well, I was a member. I still consider myself a member. It's just been quite some time, probably over a year and a half, 2 years, since I've been able to come, you know, due to my my illness, but definitely I was a member there.
Well, that's all right. We're not worried about all that. We just here to take care of your last and final wish. That's what our ministry is for. You know, we helps people with anything they need, you know, like...
What all, I mean, when people call and want things, what all of y'all helped them with?
Well, we've helped them with their rent, take them to the store, help them with a utility bill, come out and cut the grass, anything like that they just can't do. Take them to the doctor's appointment, anything we'd like to help them with, we do exactly that.
Okay, well, I pretty much got those things taken care of. I think what I'd like to do between you and myself, Brother Tanner, I've never told anyone what I'm about to tell you. I've never been with a woman before. I'm 38, but I've never been with a woman.
Well, I guess that might be a blessing. You might be pure. That's a good thing.
Well, you know, but sometimes, you know, I guess before I leave, I guess that's a desire that I have. And what I wanted to ask you was, there is a lady there at the church.
Uh-huh.
And before I leave, I think that's the woman that I would actually like to be with.
Well, I don't know if Make-A-Wish Ministry can support that kind of stuff, but go ahead, let me hear.
Okay, the lady that I'm actually interested in actually she works at the church too.
Oh, really?
Well, now she's kind of a tall one. She's about 5'9",
mm-hmm.
and she's probably about a size 8. Beautiful long legs, man, and sandy type of hair, sandy color, sandy brown, man. And I mean, she looked like caramel.
Hold on a minute. What's her name?
I think her name Linda.
Now, hold on. That's my wife. What you mean? Go ahead, say it.
Wait. Linda's your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. You sorry. Okay. What do you mean?
Talk. Listen, y'all are a ministry. Now, if y'all supposed to be taking care of people on Make-A-Wish and taking care of what they want before they leave this world, if that's my wish, what is the problem?
Listen here, you done crossed every line there was about this ministry, so I don't give a damn about it no more. You talking about sleeping with my wife. If I see you, I'm going to do something to you. They ain't going to even be able to recognize you. So what the you talking about messing with my wife, son of a...
I'll call Miss Linda myself and see if she don't have a problem with helping me make my wish come true.
Go right ahead and call, and you won't call nobody else. That'll be the last call you make.
I thought y'all were here to relieve people so they can enjoy themselves before they leave this world.
You talking about sleeping with my wife. Are you crazy?
But if I'm finna leave here, ain't nobody gonna know but you and her.
I don't care if you die. I don't care. You ain't sleeping with my wife, and you fool with her, you probably gonna go ahead and die quicker than you need to.
I thought this was a ministry.
I don't care
now
what you
thought. Now you over there telling me about dying. Y'all supposed to be a ministry that helps people before they leave this world.
I don't care what it is, but you talking about sleeping with my wife. You got an illness, but something must be wrong with your brain talking about messing with my wife.
Ain't nobody gonna even know I've been with your wife once. I'm gone. There ain't gonna be but the two of y'all. At least you would have helped me before I left.
No,
here.
I can't help you with nothing. And let me tell you something. I'm not the preacher. I'm not the pastor. I'm not the deacon. I'm not none of them. But if you mess with my wife, you're going to know who I am. I'm going to be the undertaker. Do you understand?
I hear what you're saying, but I got one more thing I need to tell you about who I am.
You ask it, you ignorant. To go ahead. Let me hear.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Linda, got me to pray.
No, y'all ain't.
Got me to pray for you.
You wrong for that. Y'all ain't recording this, is you?
Man, it's recorded every last bit of
it. Lord have mercy. Pastor ain't gonna hear this, is
you? Oh, God. I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nephew.
That's okay, your thing. That's you for him. Did he make you proud, yes. Uncle Steve?
There's an abundance of stupidity on this show right here.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
It's overload,
it's
right?
Overload.
He got most of it.
But we love it, though.
We do. We
yeah,
do.
Tommy is the CEO and president, though. Let's just say that. Hey, Steve, Isaiah Thomas and the Boston Celtics beat the Washington Wizards. Now, they advance to the Eastern Conference Finals against LeBron James and your beloved Cleveland Cavaliers. Game one,
Bring
Cleveland
it.
And Boston is tonight.
Let's
so,
go.
What okay.
Junior, you didn't know it was a game tonight.
I didn't even know it was a game tonight.
You know why you don't know? Because y'all out of it.
Okay, all right.
Wow. Wow.
And Jay,
y'all ain't in it.
Jay just
why
got in.
Why would you know when the game is when y'all ain't in it? Y'all at the house?
We back next year.
Hey, dog, everybody come back next year.
It's a clean slate.
Man, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it.
What?
What?
Cleveland cheat. Okay? I'm going to say it.
Well, really?
Like, you know, you but you know, but like, we give a damn.
Okay. A W is a W, Steve.
That's all it
what?
Is.
Okay.
LeBron James is on Gorilla Milk. I put it out there.
You're
ain't hating, no way in the world you that big at 32.
Who are you hating?
I'm just yeah. as long yeah, as the Lakers, man. As long as the Lakers ain't in it, I'm happy. My life is good.
Speaking of the Lakers, though, Kobe mm-hmm. Bryant, former Lakers, says he doesn't miss playing NBA Lion. In the NBA at all. He gives advice to Isaiah Thomas.
Kobe
they talk a lot.
Basketball. He really misses. Basketball.
Well, he says he
well,
doesn't.
But you know what, man? I think, man, that guy went out on his own terms. Mm-hmm. I think the Black Mamba was
Black
one
Mamba.
Of the greatest.
He was, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jordan made a comeback. He really missed it.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Not the yawn, like Kobe. That boy stretched.
Hey, dog, you cannot like him if you want to. That boy right there was
Record
Lord
stands.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Don't want him
but
to
he
ball.
Got... He got advice from Michael Jackson, who told him to study the greats like Michael Jordan, like... Magic and Kareem. So
like
that's
him.
What he did.
Still don't like him.
Right. Game is tonight, though.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Strawberry Letter is coming up. But first, what you can't do, guys, is run up into an OG.
No, you
okay?
can't. You can't.
Matt found that out the hard way. I'll tell you who I'm talking about in a minute. Steve, did you see the video of Real Housewives of Atlanta
you
star Kenya Moores? Yeah, I did. Did you see it? You checked it out?
I watched
Her ex-boyfriend, Matt Jordan, found out. That's what he found out when he ran up into Peter Thomas. They were at a Charlotte radio station mm-hmm. having an interview, okay?
Yeah.
And then Matt Jordan insists the only reason he didn't kick Peter Thomas's butt quicker is because Peter had a knife on him. Did you see this fight, though?
I didn't see it,
yeah,
but
I saw it.
Why not have a knife?
That Peter had a
yeah.
knife.
I mean,
yes.
you want to have something that's yeah. going to help you win the fight. And
you're
if
talking
a knife
about he
helps,
had a knife at the radio station?
Yeah, he had like a box cutter or something,
makes
Peter
sense.
Did.
I mean,
he carried
over
it.
Video
yeah.
got one.
Yeah, well, box cutters is legal.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
have one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody over 50 got one.
Yeah. yeah.
I got a fingernail clip that really ain't a fingernail clip.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I got to put sense. Something on you.
Did yeah, you see that up. Fight? Did you see it, Jay?
I saw it, but
you
know
don't.
What?
You
this dude, hey, man, Peter, know. To Peter's credit, he mm-hmm. was trying to defuse it. Because I know mm-hmm. men, when you see a man put his hands in his pocket and back up away from you and sit down, he trying mm-hmm. to say, hey, man, this thing escalating. Let's not go here.
Mm-hmm.
The dude kept pressing, and he was pressing for no reason. I think he thought he had Peter intimidated, and he thought he'd do it that way, which was foul, man.
Because Matt is a big guy.
Up, put his hands mm-hmm. in his pocket and sat down. He's much bigger,
oh,
younger,
yeah.
a lot mm-hmm. more muscular. But when he ran his ass over there,
mm-hmm.
old people pop. I keep telling people.
Can't keep running up on him.
That first 20 seconds, you're going to be surprised.
What an old
and
person.
And little young ass got his young ass tossed up messing with Peter.
Hey, Carla, you remember he was crying, Carla? Remember you told me he was crying?
Oh, yeah. Matt, yeah.
yeah. Had all yeah. the muscles just crying. Told you. I said, you're going to try it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
And Peter's yeah. from the islands, and Peter will put a root on him. He'll have chicken feet in the morning for his hands.
He's from Jamaica.
He's from Jamaica.
Where is
he'll
hands
wake, used he'll to... wake up in the morning, his hands will be chicken feet.
Damn it.
And blow some dust in his face, and you know, he have a cow foot growing out the top of his head.
Yeah, Peter said he wasn't there to fight with Matt. He was not.
And when he put his hand in his pocket, he's reaching for his blade, his mm-hmm. stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go back on the block, though. When you go back on the block, do you know how hard they're going to talk about you? Sitting up there crying and got your ass whooped by Peter.
Yeah. Come on, Sherry.
All right, it's time. It's time for the strawberry letter. In the words of the nephew, buckle up and hold on tight. Here we go.
Yeah, then come on, go. Wait, is in Winterman, the Walberry weather.
Thank you. All right, this one says, young stepmother trying to get away. Good morning, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I need some serious help. See, I used to be involved with an older man. See, I like older men. I'm 29. He's 49. We dated for 5 years, and in between that time, I got pregnant with our son. But we are not together anymore. I bought a house, and he has his own place. My problem is he has daughters that are older than me, and they don't respect me. When he and I used to live together, that's when things went downhill. I attended one of his daughter's baby showers, and one of his daughters told me to leave because I don't do nothing but sit there. Then he embarrassed me in front of everybody by calling me by his ex-wife's name. I was humiliated. Then when they call the house, they don't use words like hello or good morning. It's just put my father on the phone. I told their father, but he always comes to their defense. The fighting got so bad that I had to move out and stay with my sister. When I left, I thought it would be over. But now they show up at my house, walk in without speaking, and bring all the nonsense that they do back to my house. I told their father, we are not together anymore. Tell your children to leave me alone. He says they love me, and that's their way of showing it. Mm. I want him to just drop my son off when he comes and keep it moving. They still call my phone and show up at my house. His whole family is crazy. How do I stay away from these people without denying my son the right to see his father? Because if they don't leave me alone, I'm gonna go crazy. Please help, seriously. You know, where are your relatives? Where is your family support? These people, including your baby daddy, are just jumping on you for no reason. I mean, I gotta ask you, how are you allowing this stuff to happen? How are you allowing them just to come in your house and call your phone and disrespect you and your home and everything? You know, you gotta stand up to these people. You know, you don't have to take this. You don't have to take this just because you have a son with this man. First, you know, change your phone number so they can stop calling you and disrespecting you. I mean, just don't let them walk all over you. Stop letting your son see them treat you like this. I mean, to me, just say stop and don't have them do this, you know. Cuss somebody out. Get some relatives up in there that are strong, you know, and that can handle this if you can't. Somebody can. You don't have to take this from these people. Who do they think they are? He's not your man. He's not your husband. You guys broke up. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I don't know how to fix all this for you, but you got a couple basic problems. Young stepmother trying to get away. Here's your whole problem. I used to be involved with an older man. See, I like older men. See right there. Why don't you start liking somebody your own age? What you all up over here for? We already set in our way. And you're damn right we're going to have kids same age as you. Hell, we old. That's what they do. Old men have old-ass kids. what you want? Surprise! You know, he dating somebody 20 years younger than him. He had a baby that's 20 years old. That's all. You know, I bought a house. He has his own place. You bought a house. He got an apartment. That's what I read in here. My problem is he has daughters that are older than me, and they don't respect me. Now, they ain't it. They don't like you. They don't like you, lady. That's you gotta like, respect. Can't come in front of that. They don't like you. It didn't went past that. You ain't they mama. Then he embarrass you and call you his ex-wife name. You know, okay, got that, but that ain't the worst of it. Then when they call the house, they don't use words like hello or good morning. It's just put my father on the phone. Hell, hang up.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, who was that? I don't know. Anybody say hello?
Yeah.
Right. I can fix that. Yeah. What's your real problem? You need to fix these heifers that's coming by the
yes.
house.
Mm-hmm.
When
yes.
we come back.
Come on.
How to fix a heifer coming by your house.
I love it.
The subject we're doing. how to fix them heifers when they come by your house. Because I'm going to get you some respect.
Yeah, because you can't go, no, that ain't what happened. No.
Everybody saw it.
All right, part two. Yeah. Part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. What is it, how to get the heifers out your house?
See, your problem is these grown daughters of his that's steady making your life miserable. You done had to, I don't even know why they still coming over your house,
right.
though.
Right. They've
just
broken
walking
up.
In. Don't knock. Call and talk about putting my father on the phone. Mm-mm. The word is hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Here's what I do. Call it hello. Put my father on the phone. Click. Hello, is my father there? Click. Until you learn how to say hello, you're not talking to me. Don't let people disrespect you in your own house. You went and bought yourself a house. Now, you got some women coming there disrespecting your house. It's women listening to this going, that's impossible. You know, and then he says that they love me and that's their way of showing it. Well, I don't want this love. This ain't working for me, too.
Check him, too.
Then she say they still call my phone, show up at my house. His whole family is crazy. That is the key in this whole letter. His whole family crazy. Now, in everybody's family listening, your whole family may not be crazy, but you have somebody in your family that's crazy. I have them in mine. Everybody got.
You're the one in yours.
Sometimes I'm it. Sometimes it's Tommy. But you can call your crazy family too to help you out. Number one, if these girls is walking in my house and ain't knocking, just walking in the door, you can stop that. Fire a shot at the door every time they come through it and don't knock. And just say, oh, my bad. I thought y'all was robbers. You're going to get some knocking going on at your door after
okay.
that. But put at least four bullet holes in the sheetrock. At least, cow. Four, one is scary, but four.
Woo.
And one more.
Gotta cue up.
Was three.
He got to reload.
Yeah. Now, when you that fourth like that. That does it.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm. In case you don't know how it sounds again, that's it. That'll stop. That's how you get people off your dough. The other thing you could do is have some of your ignorant cousins over when they come there.
Yeah.
Them boys in your family that's ignorant. Mm-hmm. And when they come in the dough, just say, oh, these my girls. They strippers. And then just sit back and watch what happens.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
your ignorant cousins know how to treat the strippers.
Yes.
You're going to stop all this from coming to your house. Uh-huh. You just have to use your crazy people, too.
That's it.
The one thing that stops crazy is more crazy.
Mm. Hello.
Mm.
That cuts back on. It's like, you know, like sometimes I'm ignorant, but then when Tommy come to work, notice how I bag down.
It shuts you down.
Because he shuts me down. Because his ignorance is overwhelming.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to go. It was so long, I didn't recognize it. All right, Steve, we have to go now. Thank you. Okay. Email or Instagram me your thoughts on today's letter at My Girl Shirley. All right. Switching gears. Have you guys heard BET has revealed the nominees for their 2017 awards show? Mm-hmm. And it's no surprise. Queen Bee is in the lead with a total
of
seven. That's right.
Who rules the world?
She has seven nominations, including Best Female R&B Pop Artist, Best Collaboration, Video of the Year, and Album of the Year. Bruno Mars in the running as well. He came in at number two.
That's what I like.
Yeah, Bruno has, I love that song. Bruno has five nominations, followed by Solange, Beyonce's little sister.
Yeah, she's a great singer. I have to give her credit. She really is a good singer.
Oh, she's good people, too.
Yeah. The Migos, Chance the Rapper, who earned four nods. Chance is also nominated for Best New Artist. Okay. Didn't he win a Grammy for that?
Yeah.
Best New Artist. Along with Cardi B from Love and Hip Hop New York. Yeah.
21 Savage, Khaled, and Young M.A. Some of the nominees for Best Female Hip Hop Artist and Best Male Hip Hop Artist include Drake, of course, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar,
definitely.
Remy Ma, oh yeah, and Nicki Minaj. Ooh, they're in the same category.
Wow.
Did they squash their beef?
Yeah, they did.
2017 BET Awards will air live from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles, June 25th at 8 p.m.
Those,
Eastern.
Those are the names?
Uh-huh.
Nothing for Casey and JoJo? Check the list.
No.
Casey and JoJo, no. You mean no. A Legend Award or something?
Yeah, right.
Well, <Wow, Carla. laughs>
Lifetime Casey Achievement.
I just like Casey and JoJo.
I do too. I love them. Don't get Steve started. Don't please.
Please don't get him started. What'd you say, Steve?
No, I ain't even going to go there.
See, aren't you waiting on the Jodeci story, though, Jay? Aren't
yes,
you
I am.
Like the,
definitely.
Oh,
that would
too.
Be great. That would be great.
For TV,
be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I, whenever we mention Jodeci, though, I always think of two things. One, Junior thinks he's a part of the group. And two, Steve, remember back, I think it was the Soul Train Awards, I think, back uh-huh. then. Casey and I had the exact same hairstyle. What? Remember that, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, they was both wearing a
I
flip.
I was wearing my hair in a flip.
Not the bob. Not the
you
bob.
Got a picture? I got a, you got a picture. You got a picture.
Casey came out. I was like, hey.
They had the same hairstyle. Casey looked like a little Tootsie Roll. With a sweet poly purebred hairstyle. I'm an underdog girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, it's, put that hairstyle on a yeah. Tootsie Roll. And here come Casey.
One thing if you have the same outfit, but,
yeah,
the,
but
same
the same
hairstyle.
Hair.
Yeah. Come ooh, on yeah.
Now. You had to be drunk when you got your hair done. You ain't say nothing. And them my dudes, man.
I love them. I love them.
They
love
always them. Fought before they went
I
out on stage
them, man.
And performed.
If they ever decide to go out sober, their career is over with. Trust me. Trust me when I say
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Sober.
I love them. They're good people, man.
Well, Beyonce won't be there, I'm sure.
Oh, because,
that's
yeah,
right. It might be
yeah.
baby time,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. It might be baby
wow.
watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Because she should be due coming up,
soon.
Right? It's real close.
Twins.
Oh, no, Steve. Yeah, a boy and a girl. A boy. They
oh,
already
know
it's a boy and a girl.
I didn't know
yeah.
she announced it.
Yeah, a
go
boy and a girl.
Home.
All right, coming up, J. Anthony Brown's Man in the Streets.
In the Streets.
Can't
baby.
Wait.
Talking to the peeps.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, we back. Coming up next.
Uh-huh.
J-Man in the Streets.
Yes, sir. Man in the street is sometimes we talk about things like we talked about it up here with the ladies, and the question
I thought you
was
wanted to ask Carl or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
what I'm
know.
Doing.
Hey, man, you know what I don't like about you?
No. What? What is
so
it? Just say it.
Okay. You know, see, you've been shut down from talking so long.
You get attitude.
Yeah,
no,
that your you setups want... be extensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You're you have short patience.
You know your nerves are bad.
Everything.
Yeah,
with everything.
Yeah,
yeah, with everything. Yeah. All right, here you go. Man on the street. All right, Shirley, take away.
What?
I don't know. All right. The
you're
question... I'm trying
yeah.
to. I'm trying to ask the question. Uh-huh. The question I asked a couple of weeks ago was, "Who was the white man that you had a crush on? Who's the white man you could, would give it up to?
Would uh-huh. give it up to?
Yeah, because that, yeah, well, that's
have
the
a
question.
Crush
yeah,
on?
Yeah,
those are two different things.
Well, both. I want both of them because that's what I said in the street.
I have a crush on Brad Pitt. I mean, it's always going to be Brad Pitt.
Brad
yeah.
Pitt.
Brad.
How about you, Colin?
Brad and Matthew McConaughey. Brad Pitt, I love, and Matthew McConaughey. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, we took it to the street, see what the people say.
Okay.
Here we go, Man in the Street on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, everybody. J. Anthony Brown with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The question is, who is the white man that can get it? Who's the white man you can get with?
Brad Pitt.
How about you?
Matt Damon.
Who's the white guy you like to hit with?
David Beckham.
Who's the white man you like to get with?
Robin Thicke.
Who's the white man you like to get with?
Ooh. Justin Timberlake.
J. Anthony Brown, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who's your white man crush?
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. That's a good one. I like that. Who's the sexiest white man you know?
Brad Pitt.
Who's the sexiest white man you know?
Paul Walker.
Who is the sexiest white man you know?
Michael Jackson.
All right, I like that. Who is the sexiest white man you know?
Thor.
Oh, my God, he is so...
Thor can get it.
Yes, all the time.
Who is the sexiest white man you know?
Robert Redford.
Who's the sexiest white man you know?
Clay Matthews.
or Aaron yeah. Rodgers.
Who's the sexiest white man you know?
Fitz.
He can get it.
He got it.
Who's the sexiest white man you know?
Hugh Jackman.
Who's the sexiest white man you know?
John Cena. Mm.
He can get it.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Brown, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Who is the sexiest white man you know?
Mark Wahlberg.
How you doing? Who's the sexiest white man?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. James Bond. Miss Moneypenny. How about you?
I'm still deciding.
Jonathan Brown, Steve Harvey Morning Show. The question is, who is the white man you'd give it up to?
Robert Thicke.
Who is the white man you give it up to?
Charlie Hunnam.
Who's the sexiest white man?
Eminem.
Eminem, all right. He can get it, huh?
He could.
Who's the white man you'd give it up to?
None.
Well, who's the light-skinned man you'd give it up to?
Maybe Ben.
All right, who's the sexiest white man you know? Who's the white man that can get it?
Pierce Bronson.
Pierce Bronson, all right. Thank you so much. This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man in the street. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. David Beckham. That was good.
Yeah,
Robin
like
Thicke.
Robin
Thicke.
Yeah.
David Beckham. Aaron Rodgers. Thor, though.
Thor, yeah. Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
That's money. She's talking about money,
yeah,
right?
Money. Yeah, money. One lady said none.
Michael Jackson.
Those were funny.
I love doing Man in the Street, man. Man, yeah. What'd you say from the show, man? Too. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jay, who's the white woman you give it up to?
Oh, right now. It's not, hands down. She's not as fine as she used to be. Because she's gotten a little, maybe up in age. But I still dab that if she let me.
Who?
Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Phyllis. Who? From Mary Tyler
I like what I like, okay? Now you're going to judge me? You're going to ask me a question and then judge me?
And you all talking about me with Morgan Freeman?
Lois Leachman can get it, yeah.
Because she is funny, Steve. Cloris
to this,
Leachman.
To this day.
Yeah, she's funny.
If she ever decided to break me up, I'd take that today.
What did you say, Junior?
I don't even know who that is.
You don't?
She's a legend.
Who's yours, Steve? Who's yours?
You have to remind me. I don't really know who that is.
Oh, I'm by myself.
Who was that, Jay?
Cloris Leachman from Phyllis. Yeah,
she's
the walk-in. She's the walk-in star. She would walk in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, she was. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Who is yours, Steve? You got one?
Oh, yeah. What?
Let's hear from Junior first, yeah. Steve.
Who's your white lady? Who's Junior? Who's your white lady?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah,
she's rich,
rich,
too.
Oh, you're
beyond.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's so rich.
Well, I can't go that far back.
Yeah. You can remember.
All right. And the one we've all been waiting for. Yeah. Come on, Steve.
Steve, who you got, man?
Agnes Mohead. Who? Bewitched mama.
Boy. She did something.
Bewitched mama.
I understand,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I love it. You like what you like. That's what I'm saying.
You better understand.
You all better not ever say anything to me about Morgan
Freeman. With that green one on, with that cleavage down, and that red hair.
And that eyeliner, man.
Agnes,
you like what?
Agnes,
and that scarf with that scarf. Oh, mama. My goodness. Yeah, man.
Bewitched mama.
Yeah.
See, these kids don't even know about
That's okay.
Bewitched.
They got to know.
They don't even know about Bewitched. They missed Bewitched.
I'm trying
One of
to
the
see.
Greatest TV shows ever.
You like what you like.
One more time, Steve. I love it.
Say it proud.
You did it with so much
Agnes
passion.
Mohead, Bewitched Mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm talking about.
Right there, like right there.
Hell yeah.
You can feel him, Junior.
I see what you're talking about. She turned you on, Steve. You like what you're like. I love that.
Watch it.
Agnes,
had the name and everything. Agnes Mohead. Bewitched Mama, dog. Oh, what I'm talking about now.
Wait, you didn't like Samantha Bewitched? You like the mom?
I know. Yeah, everybody liked Samantha because she was a witch and she could.
Mom was a witch
too. I know, but she could twitch her nose.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Uh-huh, mom. You didn't like that.
When her mama mother. Show up, it was on.
That is funny.
Oh, that green veil dress on.
Yeah. All I have to say is you two don't ever say anything to me about Morgan Freeman ever again. Ever.
No problem. No problem.
I'll bewitch mama.
Bewitch mama.
Put the moaning at the end, though.
All right, I just have this story for you, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, did you hear about this? This is according to the New York Post now. Kellyanne Conway, we all know who she is. Mm-hmm. She's the one credited with actually getting Donald Trump to the White House. She is as his campaign manager. Yeah. Well, anyway, the New York Post, according to them, Kellyanne Conway secretly hates Donald Trump.
I could see that.
Mm. Yeah. I'll say it again. According to the New York Post, Kellyanne Conway secretly hates Donald Trump. MSNBC's co-host, Mika Brzezinski,
openly,
and Joe Scarborough from Morning Joe recently put Kellyanne Conway on blast during their segment, their Morning Joe show. They said that while Donald Trump was just a candidate, Kellyanne was publicly praising him, but privately creeped out by him. Kellyanne, you can't tell.
Well, she constantly has to defend stuff that he says, uh-huh. And you know it's not true, but you still got to defend it anyway.
Yeah, you got.
And that puts her in a bad position, yeah. Especially after helping the guy win the presidency. Yeah, yeah.
Loyalty.
The loyalty
issue. Mika explained, this is a woman, Mika said, this is a woman, by the way, who came on our show during the campaign and would shill for Trump in extensive fashion. And then she would get off the air. The camera would be turned off. The microphone would be taken off. And she would say, I need to take a shower. I need to take a shower because she disliked her candidate so much. Joe also chimed in and said Kellyanne compared the job to a summer vacation in Europe, implying this was just a temporary gig she took a paycheck for. In case you missed it, the White House was eventually banned from Morning Joe back in March after spreading a series of alternative facts. So they are saying Kellyanne is just in it for the money. Steve, have you ever done a job just for the money?
Hell yeah.
Doing one right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't like us, you're just here for the money.
Yeah. I like y'all, but you know, you let iHeart say they're gonna stop this check and see how many days I come in behind next day. Yeah, I'm talking about immediately. Mm-hmm. Like if I go on commercial break right now and go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and they say after this show right here, you won't be back. We're taking you off the air. I ain't got to worry about me coming back. I'm going, no. They ain't going to do that to me because I will come back on this air and everybody going to know about it. Oh, yeah, I've done a lot of stuff for money. I mean, you know, it's
surviving. It's called surviving sometimes.
Yeah, I don't do anything that goes against my values for money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I won't
do
that.
Yeah, you draw the line. Yeah.
I draw the line.
Oh, absolutely.
Values, you know,
yeah.
That I won't do for money.
Like one of your biggest things, you don't endorse alcohol.
And I've never endorsed alcohol because I can't. It's just a promise I made.
Oh, yeah.
To God. You know, I've wanted to. And it's not like I'm against alcohol because I drink scotch, bourbon. You know, I do. But I can't promote it to young people. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
If it just sold to adults, it'd be great. But I can't run the risk of one of my kids at my camp saying, well, Mr. Harvey thinks it's cool to drink liquor, and he promotes it. That's the only problem I would have. If it was just two adults, I'd have my own bourbon by now. Yeah, I've been off.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I would have my own scotch by now. High blend, I would have a scotch or bourbon. I've been offered vodkas.
Like
but
Ciroc.
I can't promote it for kids. Mm-hmm. But I look at the success of Jay-Z, Puffy, Ciroc.
Oh, yeah.
Man, if you understand how much money
millions,
this dude was making. And it's tempting.
Yeah.
But I can't. If I had never told God, I wouldn't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's what happened, man. When I had a comedy club, I sold alcohol. And I didn't even know how to make a drink, man, because I never drank. Before I had this comedy club, and I sold alcohol. And talking to drunk people was one of the worst experiences I've ever had. Trying to do business with a drunk person. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with a drunk person every night at my club. And I just said, man, what broke me was this guy was complaining about the service and the food. I bought him in my office. He's so drunk, he threw up all over the walls.
Ew.
And that was it. I said, God, if you just get me out of this business, man, I promise you I won't sell alcohol to no more people. He got me out.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, I've had alcohol sponsors to come around for events that I throw. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take it. The only thing we took was the Kings of Comedy. You know.
$20 million.
For what?
You know that's your fee.
Yeah.
Would you endorse?
I've been offered that.
Yeah. How rich?
And you turned it down?
I mean, you know, I can't. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
For the money, and I break a promise to God that I'm really serious about.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
because
I've paid for, you know, look, I've had to pay for breaking a vow before. You know, I paid dearly for that. You know, them wedding vows, dog.
$50 million.
He takes that seriously.
Yeah, he really does. $50 million, Steve.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Because I know you have a price.
Yeah, I got a price, but I can't do it for $50 million. I can't do it for $100 million because of what he's done for me. You know, just
a billion.
I'd rather have $100 million worth of health than $100 million.
A billion, okay. 1 billion with a B.
Yeah, I'd rather have $1 billion worth of health than $1 billion cash.
Okay.
And right now I'm healthy.
It ain't got to be that many million. We can work something out.
How much would you do for Jay?
You ask for forgiveness.
Two or three.
Yeah.
We could do something.
Two or three.
Two or three. Change.
Thank God he's a forgiving God.
He's a forgiving
right?
God.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And he's an awesome God.
Oh yeah.
He's all time.
Won't he
God.
Do it?
Won't really
he do
won't.
It? Won't he do it?
Okay. Well, if he told me he'll forgive.
He's in the word. Hello, Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Yeah,
I understand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that scripture, though, Shirley. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just.
Okay.
I don't know. You just pulling scriptures.
I think he made that up.
No, it's in there.
Okay,
it's
in there.
Stuff fit what he wants.
Steve is mad now.
He's thinking about that puffy money. Yeah. Puffy 800 big.
All right, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, our president is at it again. I mean, it's always something, isn't it? He's pushing back against a Washington Post report saying that he revealed highly classified information to Russian diplomats during a meeting last week at the White House. Trump insists he didn't give any classified information up and that he merely shared facts about terrorism and airline safety as part of a joint effort to fight ISIS. In a pair of tweets, Trump said, quote, as president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, in parentheses, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety, humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism. Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, says he was present at that meeting and insisted that at no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't think he'd do that.
Well, here's the thing.
But I don't know why are they saying that he did that. Does anybody know exactly what he said?
Well, he did talk about, you know, the airline safety. He did talk about terrorism. He did talk about these things with them.
But is that classified information?
Well, it's information that a foreign source told him.
That you just don't tell Russia.
Yeah, you don't tell. And it says, yes, as president, he has the right to do it, Steve. But should he have done it? You know, should he have told them that as president? And they're questioning.
Well, here's a problem with this story for me. We as Americans are not allowed to vote or sway foreign policy. We have no vote in foreign policy. And I'm telling you, what they're doing with what's classified and what they're allowed to tell us, a lot of it's propaganda. It's what they want us to know. The real deal, they'll never tell us. So I don't get this story right here, you know. But everything he do, though, he going to get dug up. He got to know that.
Mm-hmm.
They going to dig and pick at him no matter what he do.
Well, he's
and I'm just saying, man, that's sort of crazy that he would do something like that in an open meeting at the White House. And the Russian, wasn't the Russian press in there?
Russian diplomats were there. It's kind of like the rule your mama had when you was coming up. You don't tell nobody what's going on in this house.
In this house.
Yeah. I don't damn what I do.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I have the right to say that, Mom.
You don't
freedom of speech,
I don't
mommy.
Care what happens in this house.
Yes.
Especially your big mama. You don't tell your big mama nothing on me.
So it makes other foreign, you know, our foreign leaders question whether or not they should come
to the
president
the guy,
and tell him certain things because he'll go and tell Russia.
Run his mouth, right. And you just don't do that. You know, these are our secrets. You just don't run your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that he gave them secrets. Nobody's saying exactly what he said. They saying he gave them classified information. But I don't know what that is. See, that once you get into that foreign policy, you know, man, this thing's so political now. It all started when Obama got elected.
Mm-hmm.
That right-wing conservative party went over there and boy, they went to blocking everything this man tried to do.
From day one.
Well, that was because he was black. Yeah. I mean, a lot of that. I mean, let's face it. That was
from
because,
day one. Yeah, you're right.
First African American president. So
now that Trump is president, they all got to act like they wanted him to be president. When other politicians, that's just not the case. Now, a lot of Americans did, but politicians, no. But because they spent the 8 years hating Barack Obama so much, they didn't prepare any candidate. Ted Cruz was a joke. Rubio was a joke. Kusick had a chance. He's a decent person, but didn't nobody know him. So the TV star got in and won. Well, now the Democrats
talk? Yeah.
I don't care what Trump do. We're going to give you hell. And all we stuck with is all this bipartisan bull crap we got. We don't get nothing. Got some songs right now. Let's go, Cat. Play the jams. Jam. Well, we ain't gonna play that one.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, for 25 years, Diane Johnson has been coming to work at McDonald's in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the 76-year-old has never called in sick.
Wow.
Once in all those years. She's 76 years old now. She handles over 600 cars during her daily five-hour shifts at the drive-thru window, and she gets more compliments than any other employee, according to her manager. Johnson knows many of them by name and even knows their regular orders, some of their birthdays, and she knows the name of their grandchildren. But don't think that, you know, just because she's a senior and, you know, she's 76 and she's planning on retiring anytime soon. Johnson says she plans to keep on working as long as she can. She says, I love working here. She says, I love the people.
Never missed a
day. I mean,
day.
You got to commend her.
Yeah, that's great.
You have to commend her for that because I don't know how many of us can say that. And we'll start with you, Steve. How many days have you called in sick? And here's the thing. He's not sick.
When I call in, I ain't sick.
He's never sick.
You ain't never sick.
Let's go back to me and the boys. Never missed a single day or taping.
Okay.
Let's go to the Steve Harvey Show. Mm-hmm. Only missed one day my mother passed.
Oh, well.
Let's go to Steve Harvey's Big Time. Mm-hmm. Never missed a single day. Let's go to Family Feud. 8 years, 200 episodes a year. I'm in year eight. Have never missed a single day. Mm-hmm. Never missed a day of shooting of Big Shots. Never missed a day of shooting of Forever Young. Never missed one single episode of Showtime with Dear Papa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5 years on the Steve Harvey Show, have never missed a single taping of the Steve Harvey Show.
That's
never.
Pretty commendable.
I want to say that.
That is.
You're
well, I can say I have not missed a day here yet at all.
3 weeks,
no,
baby.
I haven't. Three weeks straight. Man, I brought myself in here. I was really dead sick a couple days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I drug in here. Yep, the job had to be done. had to work.
And somebody had to do it.
So it would kill me not to come to work. It would just kill me. Truth needs to be told. I've been so sick.
Hey, man.
But when that mic comes on, man, yes.
I really wish Monique well because we've been friends so long.
You want to move on.
But this right here, man. The whole explanation, I just felt it could have been handled better.
Yeah, you're right. You're
and
right.
I think that they really should talk to someone outside of their circle so they could get some real damage control help here. And
I
I'm a specialist in damage control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I stay in some. I'm on the damn internet like I started the internet.
Don't you think she should apologize?
It would have been really, really cool to just say, hey, look, it got out of hand. It was a comedic tirade. I told the truth about that, but I shouldn't have phrased it that way. Mm. I apologize for that.
Exactly.
Because they didn't say that to you. So, and like Jay say, kiss my A still works.
It works.
When you go to the other level,
you start getting around front.
Yeah. Move around front.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
When you bring it around front.
When you bring it around front. That type of kissing is different.
All right. Just one more thing. Question for everyone. Do you guys think we're a petty group here?
I don't think so.
I never think of myself as being petty, but the more we delve into it.
Am I being petty? I might come off as petty, but we're not at all.
I never think of myself as petty. When they go high,
we go low.
I mean, when they go low,
we go high.
Yes.
Whatever you say, petty. I'm going to say just it just petty. Like that.
That's petty, Jay. That's real petty.
Right now, it's a new segment called Am I Being Petty? So we just want to know, is situation going on in your life? Mm-hmm. Are you being petty about it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jay, where you at with this?
Okay, I go to my friend's house. They got a nice big screen television, huge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're watching a movie. And sometimes when you watch a movie, you don't hear what the person says,
right?
So you say, could you rewind that? Mm-hmm. And he says, rewind is $5 extra. So it costs.
Oh, you mean with the cable company?
Yeah, the cable companies charge you extra to rewind. Oh. So he says, I don't have that.
No wonder my bill is
so high. I left because I just can't sit and watch television with somebody who don't have rewind. It's an insult. It just, no, seriously, it messes up my spirit. You know what I'm saying?
Your spirit?
That's what I'm saying. All I'm asking is, am I being petty?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't understand. Who charging $5 to rewind?
The cable companies charge extra if you have rewind. You can either watch the program.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you have to pay
No
extra.
Wonder my cable bill is so high.
Yeah, you have to pay extra.
Who I be rewinding?
Okay. So my girlfriend, you guys know her, Tracy threw a 50th birthday party for her husband Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So Nesto and I went. We got all dressed up and went. You know, of course, they have food and everything. Why is it everywhere we go, Nesto piles his plate when he goes? I mean, piles his plate to the ceiling.
So more than he needs.
It's embarrassing.
Does he eat all the food?
Yes.
Well, then.
And then he goes back for seconds.
I think he's hungry and he eats all the food.
So this time he asked me, could I go get dessert? I just got up and just went and got in the car. I was ready to go.
And you want
to
know if
you're being petty. Yeah, was I being like petty?
I, yes.
God, I'm got in the car.
I just left. I went and got in the car.
That's petty as hell.
Yeah. That was embarrassing. Do you
that's
know?
Pretty petty.
I mean, he had all kinds. They had, you know, like a Mexican food spread. They had tacos and
nice,
all kinds of.
Nice.
I mean, it was really, really nice. But, I mean, he's got a. Come on now.
I'm being petty.
Really?
A little petty.
Really? I was in the car.
Yeah.
I was in the car and it was going. I had started
just a tad bit of
I
petty.
I started the car up. Okay.
Being petty.
Okay.
I was being petty. I'm just saying.
All day.
Let me ask you a question.
Sorry.
Okay. Am I being what, petty?
Steve? Come on, Steve.
What?
The other day.
Probably, but come on.
The other day was Mother's Day.
Yes.
And the grandkids came over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was eating a pint of Häagen-Dazs butter pecan.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
And little Noah, he walks up and he see me. Mm-hmm. So he go, eh. So I put a little bit in his mouth. Mm-hmm. His sister Rose must know the tone of eh. So she heard it. She came around there. She not in front of me. Papa, ice cream? Because she could talk a little bit.
Aww,
so I give her
cute.
A little bit of ice cream. Uh-huh. Morgan's daughter, Elle, she looking for Rose. She see the ice cream line. She get it. So now, I ain't got the whole pint to myself no more, which was my plan. Uh-huh. I'm not sharing this ice cream with three of my grandkids. And
fuck?
I didn't want to. So what I did was to stop them after about four bites each. Mm. You know, my pint's starting to get away from me. So I figured the best way to get them away from me is I took a big glob of it and stuck it in Noah's mouth, a big glob and put it in Elle's mouth, and a big glob and put it in Rose's mouth, and gave all of them brain freeze.
Yes.
And that threw their ass into something.
Of course it did.
So they were trying to work out that severe thing between their eye. Woo. And they just got away from me, and I finished eating. I'm just trying to figure out, was I being petty?
Yes.
No, yes, you was.
Yes, he was, Jay. With his grandbabies, he was being petty.
Can I ask you, your plan was to eat ice cream by yourself, right? That's what you wanted.
Yes.
That's all you wanted. No, you wanted
a pint.
A pint.
He was being petty. These are babies.
Okay.
Now they're over there using the fact that they're cute against me.
I love Papa ice cream.
Ice cream.
I love that. Yeah, you were
okay,
being petty.
Okay, I got one, y'all. So my girl, she called me. They got a pool. She's like, come on, girl. Let's sit outside on the deck, have a glass of wine. Girl, I'm on my way. Got over there. Do y'all know? I walked outside. This girl got an above ground pool.
Oh yeah, no, you're not being petty at all. No, you're not being petty at all.
I was like,
oh, hell no.
What?
Oh, hell no.
Now I'm gonna tell you something about me, Carla. I'm not climbing over no wall to get in no water.
Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve.
That ain't what I'm doing.
See what people with above ground pools need to do.
What?
That needs to be said on the phone.
Yes, thank you.
An above ground pool. Would you like to climb in? So you
right.
What?
So,
okay, am I being petty?
Yes.
No, you're not being petty.
No, you're not. You're not being petty. I'm kidding.
You can see the manufacturer name on the pool.
Marco Polo. Get out of here.
Marco, hell no. That's what it is.
I got to get my leg up over my shoulder.
I don't have a pool in my house. I feel the same way.
I can set up, but I done told myself trying to get over this damn wall.
Hurt my groin trying to get in the pool.
I done told myself in a place to...
Turn your volume up if you're with me,
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.